Coming up this week on the Rock for Him podcast, we get the honor of talking to the legendary Les Carlson of the band Bloodgood and his wife Joyce. It's such a great episode, you're not going to want to miss this one. Well, hello and welcome into the Rock for Him podcast. I am your host, Sanchez. Joining me today, my good friend, my brother in Christ, the man, the myth, the legend, the bonus Jonas of this show, Riker Levine. Riker, how's it going, brother?
It's going good. I feel like you hype me up way too much in these intros. You take like a solid 30 seconds of monikers and intros. I think we could dole back the budget a little bit on the intro for me.
That's kind of love we got for you. We got to hype you up.
Yeah, I love
you're the star of the show.
I appreciate it.
Not with us tonight, Mr. Jeremy Brown. I believe he had to work late today, so unfortunately he won't be on, but I know he's probably going to be watching on Facebook, which, by the way, if you're on Facebook and you want to drop a comment, we will send it to our guest tonight, another man, myth, and legend. I don't think we should even have to introduce this guy, but Les Carlson.
Hey,
sir,
thank you.
How are you doing?
I'm awesome, and I've got my wife Joyce too here.
I was gonna ask you to introduce your lovely wife next to you.
Well, I'm going to. This is Joyce, my lovely wife, and she also is singing on this new album with me. So
very nice.
Fired up.
All right. Well, I mean, I guess to start, this is the first time we've had you on. So tell us a little bit about yourself as a duo, Les Carlson Music. And kind of, you know, where you guys sit in the music scene, what you're all about.
Okay. Well, Joyce and I have been together for
53 years.
We met in the Broadway musical Hair. You guys probably weren't born. I'm sure you weren't.
Mm-mm.
But anyway, so we toured during that show, and we fell in love, and we've been together ever since. I mean, I'm just going to give you the condensed version. Then years later, we got saved, and I got
wait,
into.
Wait, before.
Okay.
We played nightclubs.
Yeah,
like a dozen years up in the Pacific Northwest and down Southern California area. So
and we opened for
a lot of
groups. You know, like Heart and the Beach Boys, and we opened for
Three Dog Night.
Steppenwolf, Quiet Riot, and B.B. King. Yeah. So, I mean, we've been doing this for a long time. And then I got into Bloodgood because I got saved. And Joyce got saved at the same time. And we quit nightclubs and moved into other things. And my pastor that I met later on said, you know, you should probably sing for the Lord. And I said, oh, really? Is that a possibility? And he said, yeah. And then I met Michael Bloodgood. And then we did several years with Bloodgood, preaching the gospel all over the world. So then, Michael passed away.
Right.
And I just have continued as the Les Carlson Band. And so this, I just, we did a, an album. He's Coming. It was, was
in it 2022?
Yeah. So yeah. 3 years later, we have this new album and a new single that, Jason, you said you liked it.
Oh, yeah. My goodness. Like, it's fantastic. For the people out there that haven't heard this yet, this is everything people my age, which I'm almost 50, okay? This is everything that people my age would be looking for. If you like hard rock, heavy, it's like heavy rock, okay? Like 80s metal, this is what you want. This song, to me, it screams Bon Scott era AC/DC. Like, as soon as I heard it, I was like, oh my goodness. And that's my favorite era of AC/DC. Like,
Okay.
I loved Bon Scott's voice. I loved that era. And when I heard this, I was like, oh my goodness.
Did you catch any Led Zeppelin in there?
I was going to mention that also. I heard a little bit of Zeppelin. And then, of course, I had to go down the rabbit hole and started listening. So I'm like, okay, this guy is awesome. I got to hear what else he does. Went back and listened to some Blood Good. Sir, where have you been my whole life? Like, I wish I knew about you before. Like,
Well, it's still there, Jason. It's everywhere. It's streaming, all the Blood Good stuff, all the Les Carlson stuff. It's happening.
I mean, Blood Good sounded to me like a Christian, and I don't like putting it like this because I don't want to put you in that, like, sounds like, but in the vein of like an Iron Maiden type of band. Like, and those guys were like way talented musically, just sound, vocally sound like less. Your vocals, I don't know how you do it, but
And he still does.
you are awesome, sir. Like, I'm sorry I'm kind of fanboying out here, but just listening to your music over these last few weeks, I'm truly like, I'm honored to be able to talk to you right now. Like, this is
Oh,
amazing for me.
that's humbling. I feel very fortunate because I know that a lot of times when you sing rock for as many years as I have, you might lose something, but I have just been really blessed, and I can still scream and sing and thank you, Lord, for that.
Absolutely.
So in that vein, I'm just curious, like, of the songs you've made, both like on your own and with Blood Good, what's your favorite to sing?
I think nothing takes my breath, I say, like a bird in the hand that got away. I mean, that's, I like my current stuff. And but I like it all. I mean, I've said this before. These songs are like your children. You just love them. You have to invest in them. You become a character in, depending on the lyric that you have and the way that the guitar sounds. And the beat, everything about it. I become a character within a song, and that's what I like because I'm an actor and I love to perform. But I know that when I'm making music, it's going down and it's not changing once it goes down. They used to say it's not final until it's vinyl. And
That is awesome.
so But nowadays it's just you got the download, man. Yeah, whatever. I got the download. But yeah, so but I have a lot of favorites. And then there's some of those that are, there. And I realized there was a band that covered one of our songs, Escape from the Fire. And I hadn't thought of that song. And I heard another band cover it. I went, hey, I really like that song. And I realized, oh, I wrote it. Okay.
Let's see. We just got a cover, actually. Let me look here real quick. Someone just sent us a cover of your music. I'm trying to think of who it was. I can't think of off the top of my head who it was, but yeah. They said they actually reached out to you. You sent me the song. You said you loved it and gave them permission to release it. I'm trying to think of who it is. And I don't want to go through
Oh,
my iTunes.
do you know what song it was?
I don't. That's why I was digging through real quick. I'm like, I
Okay.
know I have it.
Yeah, we got to get back to people and let them know that because the name of the there's a couple bands and the names of those bands
Can't remember.
I don't know. And remind me next time before I do a podcast with you guys that I check this stuff out and I'm prepared. But that's
Trust me,
what
we get. Oh, go ahead.
I was just going to say, what an honor to have. They say, imitation is the best
Form of flattery.
yes, And to have a song that he's written covered by another band, it's he always gets a chuckle, or on YouTube and go, oh wow, look at this. Pretty cool. Yeah, it's
I'm a
awesome.
cover song nerd, so when people send me stuff, I'm like, oh, this is a cover of. I'm like, yes, now I gotta go hear the original and see if if this kind of lives up to it.
I've had some people tell me recently, Les, you should cover some other songs. Because sometimes when an artist covers a real popular song, they get heard for the first time. So I don't know, I might do that. We might do that.
Yeah,
Any ideas?
it's a cool art form to be able to take, like, especially there's the type of cover that you're taking something from your genre and doing it in your style in that genre, or you pull something from a different genre and then pull it into your genre, and those I like the most. And you mentioned like recommendations. One of my favorites, metal bands that I listen to will do covers of, like, I know it sounds kind of goofy, but like Taylor Swift songs, and do metal covers of it. And it's so fun because it's so out there. It's so not metal. And
It's
then
like
it's just, yeah, it's
you got to become the metal.
Zana did a great one. I don't know if you know who Zana is, but she did a great one.
Riker, I think that's really cool. I think it's a
Yeah.
really good idea.
Do you remember Disturbed did
Yeah.
Sound of Silence?
Oh, that was
Yeah, that's really
Yes,
good.
that's a good example.
They have many covers, and they did a cover of a Faith No More song
Oh, I love
that
it.
was just fantastic. And I did find that band that did the cover of your music is called Ghost Jaguar. And I'm trying to see which song it is. Let's see. They sent me three of them. I Don't Hear the Music, Rend the Veil, Rescue Me, and Open Heaven's Doors. I don't know. Maybe they haven't sent me your cover yet.
Those are
You
good.
know, I have to look up these other bands that have done covers with us too, because I'm really kind of embarrassed. I don't remember right now. But
Can't wait for somebody to do a cover of Free Will.
oh yeah.
Speaking of the cover of Free Will.
There it is.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about this. Tell us about Free Will and the making of that song.
Well, there's a man in the cage and the door's open. He's still standing in the cage. So he has free will. He can either stay in the cage or he can get out of the cage and be free. But, the door is wide open. He's standing there not knowing what to do. Kind of like the way people are in the world that don't know Jesus. They're just standing here going, I don't know, I'm in this, but they don't, I'm in this world. I think I'm doing everything right. I don't know what else I could do to get free, but when Christ enters your life, then all of a sudden you understand the door is open and you can get out of the cage. So,
And the way that came together is there's two guitar players that play in the Les Carlson band. One of them, Paul Jackson, was also in Blood Good. And
Well, both of them were in Blood
you
Good
talk.
at one point. I'm talking because Joyce got to assist Mama right now. Mama's 100 years old, and she's watching. She's so
All
hip,
right.
it's wonderful. So,
Hi,
anyway.
Mama.
Yeah, hi,
Glad to
Mama.
have you on.
Yeah. So, but anyway, Paul Jackson was the guitar player that started with us in Out of the Darkness, but Paul actually was on the very first album because he co-wrote Demon on the Run with me. So he's kind of been with Blood Good. And then when David Safira left after Rockin' a Hard Place, Paul just stepped in and did Out of the Darkness and has done everything since then. And and then Craig Church was with Blood Good during the Rock Theater thing. Where did you guys see the live video of Blood? Probably not, I guess, because you
No.
never heard of us before. Yeah, we did a Rock Theater thing in 1989. We had dancers and actors and full on stage props and did all this Blood Good music and were running around like crazy guys and girls, and it was awesome.
Is that where you did the crucifixion scene? Yes.
Yeah. Well, we did that in different ways. When we did the theater thing, it was staged, and there was all the actors and dancers and the pillars, the Roman scene and all that. But live without that, when early Blood Good was there, I would just come out with a Pontius Pilate robe and the crown of olive leaves or whatever, and do crucify. I'd flip that thing off and say, after I say, I wash my hands of this man's blood, I'd flip that robe off and turn my back, and the guitar players would whip me with each lash. We were very theatrical and a lot of fun to watch.
That does sound
And
really fun.
I gotta look that up. I gotta see that. I was
Yeah.
reading about that today and I was like, oh, I bet that was spectacular to watch.
Yeah, Bloodgood was amazing live. And the Les Carlson Band is also, we get around. Joyce is a great performer. Paul, all the people are, they're excellent players. Well, you heard the record, so they're, yeah.
So speaking of that, are there any plans for a tour coming up, like maybe up here to Michigan so we can
Well, you know what? We are focusing on releasing this record to see how it's, how it's received. I think it's going to be received well. It's got a lot of cool stuff. I just have you ever heard of a guy, Chris Jericho? He's a AEW.
Yep.
So he was in Seattle with us. He came to see us in Seattle last Friday night. And he brought a film crew and filmed for his new movie called The History of Christian Rock or something. It's going to be out next year. And he was a has been a fan since he was 16 years old because he saw Bloodgood live. And I played him some cuts from the new album, and he was like, dude, this is great. So you never know. He also plays in a band called Fozzy. So there's a lot of networking that can go on, and Joyce and I are going to Germany, and we're going to do about 12 dates in Germany. We are also playing the BMI Center in Versailles next week.
Nice.
Yeah, it's the big, the big Christian festival thing at the BMI Center. That's next weekend, and then. Yeah, then we go to Germany, and then first of next year we're going to Sweden. We're going to headline there in Sweden, so that we have a few dates. I don't like to tour as much as I used to. I'm a little older now. I'm 76, and
Honestly, I never would have guessed that.
it's in the red zone. It's pushing 80.
And still making it around though, touring in Europe and everything. That's
Yeah.
impressive. That's really cool.
That is very impressive.
And so
Yeah.
and then speaking of what you have coming up, you've mentioned a couple times this new record you guys are working on. What can you
Yeah.
tell us about that? What's it gonna look like?
Well, that is actually a cover there, but with this record, I'm really excited because of the sort of instrumentation that I'm using. I'm using metal guitars. I'm using some strings, some actual classical arrangement type things. A song called Every Day that has metal guitar in it. I've got a song called Epic that is I don't know, it sounds like a movie score. It also has heavy metal guitar and strings. Let's see. And then they've got, like Free Will and some other rockers that are they're real punchy. But we're trying to use real drums and maybe some things. We've got some, what do you call them, beats or whatever,
Beats, yeah.
that have great sounds to them. So we're trying to make them more contemporary metal sounding. I don't know if you call
Okay.
it new metal, but imagine that, 76-year-old people trying to be current. Well, that's what we're doing, folks. So. And then Joyce has got a song that she wrote called Bite My Tongue, which, I guess if you wash your mouth with salt water, it'll heal.
It'll heal, yeah. But the first time we played it for his band, they said, I wasn't there. He played it,
I
and that
played
he
it,
said,
yeah,
I
here.
played your song for the guys, and they came back and they said it sounded like garbage. And I thought, oh,
Yeah, because
that's
we didn't
I'm
know who
sad.
Garbage
And
was.
say, apparently garbage is a band that has
Oh,
really
yes.
cool song.
Yeah,
The guys loved it. They said it sounds like garbage, and I'm going,
So I had to go
I
back
don't
and
get
listen to garbage. And Hey,
That's
just
so
do
funny.
it. I can't wait to hear it now because I used to love garbage back in the day. So,
Yeah.
yes.
Well, you're gonna like this song.
Yeah.
I can't
The
wait.
album is kind of diverse, you know? But we've been doing this long enough to know that the thread of who you are has to be there. It
Yeah.
can't just go from one song to the next and lose your identity. So, it's just a good musical design when you incorporate things that work. So the ears are going, you know what? This is a cohesive album. And
Right.
I come from a time when that was really important. Because back in our day, when albums came out, you would have listening parties and everybody would gather at somebody's house and lay on the carpet and crank it. And nobody was allowed to talk until you heard the first cut to the last. Afterwards, you would discuss the record, which is something that should be brought back. And you guys should push that idea
Yeah,
because
it's a
it's
great
cool.
art form.
It's better in movies, you know?
For sure. If you want to get a couple of great examples of that, a couple of bands that I want to recommend to you to listen to.
Okay.
13 Minutes,
Oh
like
yeah.
their whole
Jamie
like
Kuczynski.
Jane, yes, that last release that they just did, Stay, so cohesive, like everything you can hear 13 Minutes all the way through it. It's not like they waver. It's so solid. And
Wow.
then a band called Theoterin. Like, you want to talk about theatrical? This is, you hit play at the first song, and all the way through, you can almost see a movie playing in your
All
head,
right.
going from song to song. And with each release that they put out, it keeps extending the story. It is fantastic.
Awesome. That's like Iron Wrath.
Yes.
Have you heard of Iron Wrath?
No,
Yeah, you
but
should
I'm
look
gonna
that
check them
up.
out now.
Well, here we are promoting all these other bands. And you know what? I think it's cool because that's what
Absolutely.
we need to do it, man. We need to share this vibe.
That is what Rock
Absolutely.
for Him is literally all about, is sharing the love in the Christian rock scene, telling
Yeah.
people about other bands and, getting people on the know.
You know,
That's
guys,
it.
I heard, and it was just on, I think, something on obviously social media. But there is a movement in the secular realm to play Christian music, Christian metal and hard rock. And one of the bands that they were talking about was Disciple. And so I think that it is possible that the door may open for a while and a lot of hard, heavy Christian music might just come flowing through because the world, if it's got, can't respect the softer stuff, but they might like it if they get hit in the face with a metal guitar,
I mean, that's like the band Skillet. Like, they are always talking about, people give them grief about playing in these major arenas with secular bands. And they're like, yes,
No.
we play for Christians, but who needs to hear the gospel the most?
Yeah,
Those
yeah.
that don't know it. So they go, and I don't know if you've ever seen Skillet, but John is unapologetically just like, he's out there sharing the gospel. Like, he will literally stop the show and share the gospel before breaking into the next song.
Sounds familiar.
Yep.
Yeah, this guy does. That was
Perfect.
actually Bloodgood, was notorious for giving incredible messages during the music, but not in a like boring, preachy kind of way.
Yeah.
It was incorporated into the music with vamping and, guitar shrills. I mean, just because the gospel message is so It's powerful. powerful and dramatic, and yeah.
So, speaking of sharing powerful messages, one thing that we always ask on this show is we want to hear your testimony. We want to know how you came to know Christ. I know you shared a little bit of it. Can you just give us a brief summary of how you came to know Jesus?
Yeah. Well, Joyce and I were working nightclubs up in Seattle, and we were very popular. It was back when doing nightclubs and dancing and all that in the 70s and early 80s. It was something that people did, and everybody would go out to clubs. I think we worked clubs for 12 years.
And then we got saved because we hired a guy. We didn't know anything about him. We had never heard of him because he wasn't in that circle of musicians, the secular circle. And we hired this guy. He looked great. He had a keyboard that he played, and guitar and sang. And we were like, wow, dude, you're pretty good. So we put him in the band. Well, we realized that there's something kind of different about this guy. You know, we'd be like smoking weed on the break or something and doing coke and stuff and say, hey, Don, you want to do some of this? He'd be like, no, it's okay. You guys go ahead. And I'm thinking, okay, that's really unusual for musicians back there. And I asked him one day, I said, dude, what's with you? I mean, you're not, I don't know, there's something different. He said, well, I have a relationship with Jesus. And I was like, oh, okay, gosh, you know, it freaked me out. I was like, oh no, really? Okay. So I was attracted to the Christ in him. And then when I found out it was Christ, I was like, oh, I don't want that, you know?
Yeah.
So you want to jump in, Joyce?
Yeah, so same thing was happening with me. I just, you know, got to talking to him, and I was brought up Catholic, and I said, yeah, you know, I know about Jesus too. And but when he spoke, it wasn't like he knew about Jesus. It was like they were best friends. Like he had this personal relationship with him, and I didn't really understand that. So because of our questioning, Don gave us a book called More Than a Carpenter by Josh McDowell.
I've read
It's
it.
apologetics. Yeah. And we, you know, I mean, okay, we're coming out of this sex, drugs, and rock and roll kind of a genre, and we were heathens to the max. And now here we are reading this book, and I'd read it and put it down. He'd read it and put it down. We didn't want each other to know that we were reading it because we were both being drawn to Christ, and that was like a really weird thing. So one day we just met in the kitchen, and I don't know who started it, but somebody said,
I said, Jesus was God
yeah, you've been reading this book, which
in the
what?
flesh.
Yeah,
Jesus was God in
Jesus
the
was
flesh.
God. And
She said, I know. What are we going to do about it?
yeah, said, well, knowing that means we're never going to be the same, but we don't know what to do. So we went to Don and said, okay, so this thing happened, and we're like different, but and we know we're supposed to do something, but we don't really know what we're supposed to do. And he told us to just get down on our knees and just cry out to Jesus and ask him to forgive our sins, to wash everything away, give us a clean slate to start over. And
Yeah.
that's what we did. We got down on our knees, drunk, high, whatever.
We weren't drunk and high.
Well,
We just got down. It was the next day. Well, I didn't know that, but you're forgiven.
okay, so it's kind of like the Gospels. You know, you read the Gospels, and there's a slight twist to
Same.
how each one of the apostles saw the same event from a
Yep.
different
Okay,
viewpoint.
so
Well, that's
she was
kind of how
drunk
we
and
tell the
high.
story. But the fact is, we got down on our knees and we just cried out to the Lord and just surrendered and said, we've messed up and we don't like the way we're going, and we want you to take over and be the Lord of our lives. You know,
So we wept like
we wept. We
babies
wept like
and we felt
babies.
brand new immediately. I mean, we were streaming. We looked at each other and it was like she was like this, just this young virgin girl. It was just beautiful. And yeah, we looked innocent and we realized, oh my gosh, Christ is filling us right now.
Yeah, it's like our vision, our perception just changed. And immediately we were just delivered from
Everything.
everything. And I mean, language, you know, that adjective that is also a noun and a verb and all that.
It's very active.
It was very much a part of our language and conversation, and it disappeared. Didn't have to like catch yourself. It just fell away. The instantaneous, dramatic change that we had was about as legitimate a born again experience as anybody can have.
Yeah,
And
I
it
love
happened
it.
to us at the same time, separately.
Yeah.
So.
That's
That is awesome.
amazing. That is so powerful. I think
Like,
it's
I
one
have
of,
chills sitting here listening to
yeah.
that. Ah, love it.
It's and it's also very like, I don't know, that it's such a incredibly relatable and practical kind of testimony, the kind of testimony that is, I am able to perceive brokenness. I learn about who God is. I understand that I need to change. I cry out to God and let Him change me. Like, boom, boom, boom. These are the steps. So that's so awesome. Thank you for sharing.
And when the Lord got a hold of us, we heard his voice as new Christians, and I vividly remember, and I can't say it's audible, but you know that his voice is speaking to you because he basically says, I'm not going to teach you the Americanized version of Christianity. I want you to know me, who I am. And I'm just this rocker dude, like, okay.
It was weeks later that we finally went to church. We had Bibles,
I went and bought Bibles for us right
and we
away.
started reading. And by the time we went to church finally for the first time, we'd already read pretty much the Gospels and a lot of the epistles. And so when we got to church, some friends of ours had been praying. I'm sure they told their pastor, they're coming to church. And so his message was completely, evangelistic. And then he did the every eye closed, every head bowed, all
No
eyes
one looking
closed.
around.
Don't look around. Okay, if you want to receive Christ today, slip your hand up. And
We
we
stood
stood
up.
up.
We stood up and said, the Lord said not to take a lamp and put it under a table, but put it on top of the table so that everyone can see its light. And we're here to say publicly that Jesus Christ is our Lord and Savior.
People in the church were like, oh,
Oh.
never saw that before. Yeah,
That
got
is
to save
awesome.
Yeah, and then there's a documentary called Trenches of Rock,
I've
and it's
written about
about
that.
the story of Blood Good. And so if you want to see how, because from that point basically is how the story of Blood Good starts, with less in it. Michael had already been
Michael
praying
was
and
praying, putting it together, but when I came in, it was the final piece to the
to the
puzzle.
lineup.
And so there it was, the film actually, it's not a Blood Good film. It's a film about Blood Good, but it was produced by Michael's son, Paul Michael Blood Good, who was a young child who toured with us because we took wives and children with us in those early days.
Yeah, I think he was what, 3 or 4 when he first got on the road with us. And
I'm not
by the
sure, but
time he was 10, 11, 12, he's
yeah.
making change in German coin, at the merch booth,
And
which
then he grows up and he produces and directs this beautiful film, and it's
really
gotten
cool.
great reviews. So it's really very entertaining.
I'm gonna have to check that out.
Yeah.
So one thing I've been kind of wondering, that I've been wanting to ask you, and if it's not too difficult of a topic to talk about, when Michael passed, how hard was it for you personally to go, okay, I want to keep going, not as Blood Good, but kind of preserve that legacy, but also build on it in your own way. How hard was that? Because I'm guessing you guys were really good friends. You guys were in a band for many years together. What was that
We
like for you?
were real close friends, and we'd been through a lot of common things together. We've been out there and gotten beat up together. I don't mean literally beat up, but pitted against and put down and just rejected, because we were Christian metal guys. It was just weird. But before anything had happened to Michael, I was at his house one night, and I just said to him, Michael, if something happens to you, I don't really want to continue as Blood Good. It just wouldn't be, it wouldn't be the same without you. So I wouldn't continue as Blood Good. And Michael said the same thing. He said, if something happened to you, Les, I wouldn't continue as Blood Good, except that's his name. So, I don't, it'd be hard to get around that. But Yeah, it was one of those things that I'd said to him, and there's no, no contractual agreement, just a thing that we said. And then when he had a stroke, and all of a sudden, it real I realized, oh my gosh, well, he's not going to be able to play for a while. I can't really change anything or do anything. So I will, I'll start a solo project because he wasn't able to do anything. So I thought, well, I'll start a solo project with songs I'd written. And it ended up being that He's Coming happened, and Michael passed. So,
Can I jump in?
yeah.
At the time that Michael had a stroke, Bloodgood was actively working on new material for an album. And Les had presented, he was just really prolific. I think he'd given about two dozen songs to the producer, who was David Zaffiro, the original guitar player, was working with the band to put the new Bloodgood music together. So then when it was obvious that Michael was going to be out of commission for a while, we always thought that he would come back. So Les, again, being so prolific, it's like, well, these songs are for now, for this time, and there will be others that come. And so he went into the solo project fully believing that there would come a time where Michael would be back and Bloodgood could start writing again and that
Yeah,
just never
because
happened.
I had had other friends that had strokes that recovered totally. And so I figured that Michael would recover. But he didn't. So, yeah, but as far as the actual feelings of what happens when you lose someone like that, I can't, there are no words. But the one thing that is amazing is that Christ died for all of us, and I know Michael's in glory with Christ, so that is very fired up. That's what we've preached about. That's what we've told others about. And Michael just beat me there. So, and I miss him, but I know he's more alive than we are. Let's put it that way.
Amen to that. Amen. Love that.
So I guess, I mean, as we get, as we're running out of time, we're gonna be closing here in a little bit. There is a fun question that we generally ask most of our guests. And this might be, this will be very interesting hearing from you considering how many people you have toured with. But if someone was to come to your door, an artist or band or something, they'd pound on your door and say, "You're coming on tour with us and you can't say no." Who would you like that to be? Dead or alive, any artist.
Oh, dead or alive, any
Yeah.
artist.
Any artist.
So I really enjoyed David Bowie, for one.
Solid choice.
He just was just my kind of artist, I think. But gosh, there's I want to tour with the Beatles, man.
The Beatles.
Yeah, right.
There you
Actually,
go.
I wouldn't want to tour with the Beatles because it'd be like, when are the Beatles come? No, yeah, I don't know. I don't, that's a hard
That's
question,
a hard
Riker.
question. Yeah.
How about
For me, I mean, I've never toured before, but if Muse came to my door and said, "You need to come with us," I'd be
Muse,
like, "Okay,
Muse,
you've
yeah.
got me."
Yeah, there would be a plethora of bands that I'd say, okay.
Well,
But a current band right now, I'd say Disciple.
yeah, I was just going to say Disciple. We saw them not too long ago at a church in Bakersfield, and we went on their bus to hang with them for a little bit. And they play video games, on the bus, and they've got all kinds of like really cool munchies and stuff.
Sounds like them.
And plus, they're just so wonderful, great Christian brothers. And yeah, that'd be a lot of fun.
So Kevin had actually called me. This is before Michael had passed, but he said, "Listen, I really have been influenced by Bloodgood, and I would like you guys to open up for us." And so he says, "I'd like to make arrangements for that." And at the time, I don't know what was happening, but it was not possible to make it happen. But Kevin has already reached out to me, so maybe now, do this new album will do it.
Yeah, those guys are fantastic. We had them on a few different times, and They've always been great every time we've had them on. So,
Yeah,
yeah,
I love them.
that.
I love Chaotic Resemblance, you know.
Yes.
And another secular band that I would love to tour with is Fozzy, Chris Jericho's band. Because the thing I like about his band is they're a brotherhood.
Oh,
They're
yeah.
believers. They're believers in the band, and they're just like a solid family.
I've seen Fozzy a couple different times, and they put on a fantastic
Oh
show.
gosh, they're just the too good. Yeah, they're all great. They're all just so great. I'm actually a kind of a fanboy there. Like you, Jason.
So I know you've mentioned it before, but for the people that are watching, when does the new record come out? When can people start getting the new stuff?
Well, there's a Kickstarter right now that ends in about 16 days. A lot of the album has been, you know, we've started it. We pretty much have the direction. We're still throwing some new things in, but it's supposed to be out mid-November. Is that
Yeah,
correct?
we're shooting like around the 14th, November 14th.
Yeah.
And that's the goal. And again, like Les said, the Kickstarter is a way to preview some of the music, because in the updates and in some of the videos that we put on social media, we've got a little bit of little snippets of the music in the background, so you can get a kind of taste for,
Yeah.
what's happening, what we're working on.
So mid-November, let's say that, just before Thanksgiving, okay?
All
But
right,
get on
mid-November.
Kickstarter and pledge
Yeah.
now.
And don't
Is
forget
it?
the
Yeah.
And
is there like a URL that you know that they can go to, just so we can cut that
Yes.
out,
Yeah.
put
Yeah.
that
If
out?
they go, I mean, can you post it, or do you want to just,
You
because
know
I
what? I will reach out to you, and I will put it on the show notes for this episode, so
Oh,
people can
great.
just click on it, and it'll take.
Nice.
I can just hit you up on your email, and I'll actually send you my personal cell number also. So if you
Okay.
ever need to get a hold of me, you
Yeah.
can.
Yeah.
So,
Yeah. And you guys can stay in touch with us too if you got my number. I really like you guys. And I mean, you know, we've never met in person,
thank you.
but you're just good. You're good people. Riker, you're really you're bright. And I can
Thank
tell you're
you.
really intelligent, creative. And Jason, you're just like, you got soul. And you're awesome, you're authentic, and I just want to bless you and bless your show. So, but
Thank you, sir.
more than that, I want to bless your walk with Christ, you know,
Yeah. Can I
encourage
tell
that.
you a little secret about Riker?
Yeah.
The kid
Oh,
is
it's
20 years
IQ.
old. Yeah, 20 years
Well,
old. All right. I have known him since he was 8. I used to be his children's church teacher. And now here he is sitting next to me as my co-host. You want to talk about feeling blessed?
yeah.
Every time I see this kid smiling on my screen here, I'm like, thank you, Lord, for that
Yeah.
moment.
Well, that's who God is. He's a full economy God. He does these kinds of things. And I mean, I'm sensing it from you guys. I
That's
love what you're
wonderful.
doing.
That's
Yeah.
wonderful.
And I love that story. That's brilliant.
Yep.
Yeah. Cool.
Well, one thing that we always do every single show for every single guest is we like to pray for you guys.
Okay.
We have a prayer chat between the co-hosts and actually my 17-year-old daughter. We're all on this chat. At the end of the show, I will send it out, and we pray through these every single day.
Okay.
So, how can we be praying for you guys?
Well, you know, the most important thing to me is that people have their ears and their hearts open when they see us and when they hear our music. I mean, that's the most important thing. I don't know. I mean, just, you know, enable us to get in front of people that need to hear the message of Christ,
Yeah.
and then open their hearts and their minds and their ears to the truth. That to me is the biggest thing. I mean, I would love people to listen to the music and enjoy it, but I really like them to have it, you know,
He ministered to,
yeah,
right?
where
Yeah.
it points them to Christ. Because that's, I mean, I'm going from here to there.
Yeah.
When I die, I'm going to him. That's it. I got nothing else to do here.
And
And
like he says, we're in the red zone.
yeah, because I'm 76, and
Yeah.
so is she.
So we're We're in the winter of our lives. We know how it's going to end up, but we want to take as many people with us as possible. And so we just, pray for
Yeah,
us
pray for that.
and for the songs and the met for everything to be effective for the kingdom.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And real quick, before we go into prayer, I just want to tell you and all those that are watching right now, if you go on to our Facebook page and go to the Rock for Him chat group, we do a weekly top 15 poll where people vote on the top 15 songs of the week, and then we play them on Saturday morning. Free Will is currently on that list. So I'm telling everyone, go scroll down, find Free Will, click that button. Let's get it on the answer. I mean, we play it anyways, but let's
Yeah.
get it on the top 15. So go to the Rock for Him chat group and
Yeah.
find our weekly poll and click that button.
Nice. Awesome.
But
Thank you. Thanks,
thank
Jason.
you. But we're gonna go ahead and close out with prayer real quick here. Riker, do you want to pray?
Absolutely.
All right.
All right. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this opportunity to talk to Les and Joyce tonight. I pray that you please bless their ministry and their music. Please, as they've mentioned, in the winter of their lives, please bless them in that. Bless them in this time to use it well. Use it for your glory, that it would be effective and, just powerful. And they would know how to properly pass on the torch and also stay bright throughout. Thank you for their ministry. Thank you for their music. And please continue to bless them in their future endeavors with their upcoming album and the Kickstarter along with that. We love you, Lord. We thank you for everything you've done for us. We pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, guys.
Well,
All
thank
right.
you both for
Thanks,
joining us tonight. This
guys.
was fantastic. Like, I gotta tell you, like, this is exciting for us. I know Jeremy's kicking himself right now because when we got the initial email, he's open to coming on the show. I immediately get a text. Yes, just say yes. Yes, say yes. So for him having to work late tonight, I know he's like, ah.
Well, maybe when it's out, we'll get back together and we'll talk about this, the album and the songs that you like and whatever.
I
Yeah,
was
when
just gonna
the
say,
yeah.
you
That
guys are
was
welcome back anytime. You have our email, you'll have my cell number. Just
yeah.
send us a message and be like, hey, we want to come on. If it has to be a special night, because for those watching, we may be going live again Friday with another band. They just reached out and like, hey, we want to come on. So,
Okay. Awesome.
but so thank you guys so much for joining us tonight. This was awesome. Riker, bro, you know how much I enjoy this. I love it. Jeremy, I missed you tonight, my brother. We love you.
We
Be
missed you,
careful.
Jeremy. Come on, man. Maybe next time.
Next time.
Definitely
But
next time. He'll be on. We'll make
yes.
sure.
For those watching and listening, just want to thank you for joining us. And I just want to remind each and every one of you that if you're going to rock for him. Have a good night, folks.
What you saw today, hit the subscribe and like button down below, and don't forget to share it to all your friends. Also, leave us a comment down below. If you're gonna rock, rock for him.
Coming up next week on Rock for Him, we have the band Next Era and Josh Schneider Music. Make sure you tune in.